Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Bronx Nation Podcast. We're doing a bit of a haphazard episode this week, you could say. Bit of technical issues, sort of thing, as in Reese, our main co-host, is currently at work at the moment. Rightio. What a round of rugby league, not just for the Bronx, but for, NRL in general. Cowboys Broncos review, obviously, brought to you by Energy Pro, the round recap. First of all, guys, get onto Energy Pro if you haven't already. We're almost getting sick and tired of having to say it every bloody week. If you haven't already, get onto Energy Pro. Use our code BN10 at checkout for 10% off. They are great. It's literally if Monster, Powerade, and whey protein isolate sort of stuff had a love child, it's so good. I personally don't use it for workouts. I use it for energizing myself for the day and getting a bit of protein in me in the morning, ready to go and tackle the day. And I know, Dylan, you yourself, you use it for your Oztag and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I used it the other night and I was
Buzzing.
feeling a bit, a bit down on energy. So I decided to have an Energy Pro and up I went.
Yeah. What's great is it doesn't give you the jitteriness or the itchiness of like a pre-workout sort of stuff, which is incredible. I love it. Anyway, let's stop blowing smoke up Energy Pro's ass right now. Let's get stuck into the Broncos Cowboys recap, the round recap brought to you by Energy Pro. Now, guys, my thoughts are what a game. What a game. Obviously, early on could have gone either way. Obviously, that goes without saying. But what a way for the Bronx to pull ahead and, just really put the fucking foot on the throat of the Cowboys, getting the inaugural Carl Webb Cup. And obviously, shout out to Paddy Carrigan, who got the inaugural Carl Webb medal, which could have gone to anyone. Dylan, you and I were actually messaging throughout the game. It could have gone to any one of five players. I was saying it could have gone to Carrigan, could have gone to Buddy. Not Walsh, sorry, could have gone to Renault, could have gone to Walters, could have gone to Tristan Saylor, could have gone to any one of those players. That's how good the Broncos were against the Cowboys. Granted, the Cowboys, they're not world beaters, but they definitely made us look like world beaters. So thank you very much, Cowboys. So anyone who's been living under a rock, obviously, the score from that game was amazing. It was 38 to 12. Big brother beat the little brother, fuck the little brothers. Let's go. Dylan, what are your thoughts on the game? Who was a standout in your opinion? And, who maybe, I don't know who would, but who needs to improve for this week?
The thoughts of the game was the tempo was really high for it for the whole 80 minutes.
It
Probably went
was.
to sleep for I don't know 5 minute period, but other than that, we just put him to the sword all night. And the score speaks for itself. I think Reynolds was the standout player for me. His kicking game was
Oh,
standing.
he literally had the entire back three, the winger and the wingers and the fullback, literally dropping the ball left, right, and center. It was
Yeah, he's
incredible.
terrorizing back three with his kicks. So if he can do it
And
this
that was
week.
even after the rain stopped. He still kept at it and they kept dropping. It was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, and we just pretty much won the middle. Like
Yeah.
Paddy Carrigan stood up. That's best one of the best games I've seen him play.
It's definitely his best game of the season so far, for sure.
Definitely. And he's I thought I've been giving shit to Billy Walters all season. So glad to
So
see
he
him
stepped up.
finally play a good game. He scored the first try.
Absolutely. And let's hope he can, continue that run of form. And obviously, Oatsy come off the bench in the last 10
Yeah.
minutes and scores a try.
Oh,
What a
that's
go. And
probably the
he's earned
highlight of
his
the
spot again.
Bummed up the
He's at
game, I think. I thought live it was just a margin offside, but looking back at it, isn't
marginal.
quite.
Absolutely. But you know what? Who cares? Oatsy, he's
Who cares?
back.
He's over the line.
And he's earned his spot this week as well. And starting, not starting,
You
sorry.
see the pictures of
Starting
the
from the
crowd.
bench, number 17.
You
Pardon?
see the pictures of the crowd at, in the background when he scored. There's an
Yeah.
angle from the sideline, and he scored, and the crowd just went up. Like,
Yeah. Want to know
something
what's
they're
even more
loving.
insane? To anyone that tries to say that New South Wales get rugby league. Now, I'm not saying this for State of Origin. I'm saying as in general. No, you can't say that because 45,000 people out of a potential 53,500 capacity at Suncorp in bucketing conditions managed to turn out to that game on a Thursday night. It wasn't Good Friday. No, sorry, on Good Friday. So it was Good Friday. Sure, it was a public holiday, but it was bucketing down. 45,000 people at that game. Now, the only reason I'm saying Queenslanders get it because it was Broncos Cowboys. It wasn't Broncos Roosters. It wasn't Broncos South. Whereas switch over to Parramatta game, which was still good, they had about 28,000. And then throughout the week as well, the Waz, their game was sold out. Credit to them. But every other game that was played in New South Wales, appalling, appalling numbers. There was maybe 18,000 at a 25,000 seat stadium. Bloody shit numbers, you know. But on a bucketing Good Friday, I mean, it was raining cats and dogs for about the first 20 minutes of the game. It was insane, and you know, that just says more about the Queensland spirit in
Well,
rugby league.
Thursday night, a few weeks ago when we played Souths up at Suncorp, I went to the game. I think we had over 30,000 people on a Thursday night.
Yeah,
The same night,
exactly. It's insane, which is absolutely incredible. But yeah, massive ups to the Broncos, and obviously the Cowboys seem to have come down with a bit of bronchitis, you could say, from that game. Obviously, we've got a bit of a casualty ward going on. Obviously, Xavier Wilson copped a head knock in that game. He unfortunately has been ruled out for this week. Brendan Piacora back round eight from an ankle, and Payne Haas and Reece Walsh back, it says around round 7 to 8, just depending on, you know, if they get cleared. So we won't be without them for too long. So don't worry, don't stress, guys. We won't be, you know, we won't worry without them. We're gonna have to worry with them, because after Tristan Saylor's performance, I know Dylan is you're singing his praises about obviously Taylor, Tristan Saylor. Who do you think gets the fullback spot once Reece Walsh comes back, if Saylor keeps the form he had last week into every week before Walsh comes back?
Yeah, look, I think I'm over-exaggerating there. I think Reece Walsh slots straight back in. I think maybe Tristan Saylor off the bench, if he can. Still think we need a bench hooker, but if you can fit him on the bench, yeah, maybe.
Fair enough. Obviously, Storm. Obviously, round a preview brought to you by Toey Thongs. Again, the official footwear of Bronx Nation, the comfiest thongs that you'll ever own. Honestly, get yourself a pair. I think they're about $15, $20 a pair. And you know what? Comfy as fuck. They're comfier than Havaianas, comfier than Crocs, comfier than anything you'll put on your feet. So satisfy your feet. Use our code Bronx Nation 15. I'm pretty sure it's for 15% off at checkout. Rightio, round preview. Broncos Storm down in Melbourne. Obviously, we know the last time we met the Storm last year, we nilled them in a final. Got that hoodoo, that monkey off our backs. But Storm have a plethora of players back. You've got Munster, you've got Remus Smith, you've got Jerome Hughes, and you've got Christian Welch all back, all in the starting lineup as well, not the bench, which is I incredible. So, down in Melbourne, obviously over the years, Broncos have not won much against the Storm. Last year gave me a bit of hope. I'm going to say Broncos to win by 6 or less. It's going to be a close one, because Munster will be at his honest, probably his best. If he doesn't re-injure that groin, he'll be at his best because he's rested and he's fit. He'll be ready to rip and tear. What are your thoughts, Dill?
It's a tough one. I think if Reynolds can do the same what he did to the Cowboys with his kicking game, really give us a good chance.
And if
Looking at
Saylor plays the way he did last week as well.
the game last year in the qualifying final, we beat him 26-0, but I noticed in the first, I don't know, 20 minutes, we just pressured him, and that's what forced them to drop the ball and all that, and defended really well. So that's probably our game plan, just to put them under extreme pressure, especially with Reynolds' kicking game. And my tip, oh, I'm tipping with my heart, Broncos, but with my head, it's a tough one. Down there is always a tough one.
No, that's fair. I was actually going to say the goal line defense for the Broncos last weekend against the Cowboys was incredible. It really was. So, yeah.
It's sort of like our defense needs to be fixed up sort of around halfway.
Yep.
Cowboys are sort of finding the holes and all that and getting through.
Yeah.
Think we've
Which,
been fixed
speaking
up.
of, what a try-saving tackle from Dearden as well. I know we're back on the recap, but what a try-saver.
I'll say to you, that's the best drive saver I've ever seen.
Which is fair.
But always have
I
that
disagree.
battle
It,
against the Bronx, but.
as I say, I disagree. It's definitely in my top five, but it's not my number one. But next week, we will do that as our top five. What is our top five try-saving tackles? Once Reece is back into the mix entirely, we'll get all three of our top fives for that one. Obviously, before we get into some trivia, and it goes without saying, guys, obviously, because Reese isn't here in the recording, it'll just be me for the trivia. So I'll just be playing it against myself. What caught your eye in round four, Dil?
Yeah, there's two things that caught my eye. One, I'll start with the first one, and it was caught, I think it was Fletcher Baker passed over the head to Jesse Arthurs. Like, how he got that backwards, I never know, but he got a try assist, so
Magic.
well done, Fletcher Baker. And second one is, can't go without saying, Tommy Didden's try saving tackle,
Oh.
unbelievable.
You see, my two, if I'm going with two, would be the try saving tackle from Tommy Dearden, and another thing that'll be brought up in a later topic in this episode, but the obstructions in the Roosters game in particular. There was two, one from each side. One was allowed a try, one wasn't allowed a try. It was literally the exact same situation. But we will be covering that later, and that was very standout for me. Right, trivia. Hit me with your questions.
Okay, so question one. Yeah, I've got points, but we're not going to worry about points today. So, which current NRL player has lost more NRL games? And this is multiple choice. So,
Okay. Which current NRL player
has
has
lost
lost?
more NRL games.
And now, when we say NRL, are we including finals as well, like just across the board games, or is it just NRL and not
NRL, no
internationals?
NRL games, finals, grand
Okay.
finals,
Okay,
not
cool.
finals.
Okay.
Daly Cherry Evans, Kieran Foran, Sean Johnson, Luke Brooks, or Ben Hunt?
See, because Brooksy was at the Tigers during those two spoons. So who were the options? There was Ben Hunt, Brooksy. Who else?
Sean
DCE.
Johnson, Kieran Foran, or Cherry Evans?
I'm gonna go Kieran Foran because he was at the Dogs when they were woeful, unfortunately. So I'm gonna go Kieran Foran.
Okay, it's Ben Hunt.
Oh, okay.
And sorry, I don't have the exact
No,
thing.
that's okay.
I meant
That's
to
okay.
get
That's interesting.
it, but I forgot. So yeah, Ben Hunt. Question two: the Titans have become the first NRL side in 22 years to concede 28 or more points in their first three games. Can you name the last team that did it, that happened to 22 years ago?
22 years ago, so that was 2002, because it's 2024 now. 2002, I'm going to say South Sydney, because that was the first year they were back in the comp, wasn't it?
Give
No,
it up.
hold up. No, they weren't, because they'd come back in 03. It was Northern Eagles' final season, so I'm
Okay.
going to say Northern Eagles.
I'll give you a little hint. I don't know if this helps, but in round four, they beat South Sydney by 50.
Oh, okay, so South Sydney were in 02, and then that's giving me a hint. They beat South Sydney by 50. Fucking hell. So is it South Sydney then?
No, so they beat South Sydney in round four after losing three games by 28.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Anyone that's listening, I'm a dickhead. Let's go with, I'll go with Northern Eagles.
No, it's North Queensland Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. All right. Question three: who has won the second most NRLW premierships, second to the Broncos?
Newcastle Knights.
Correct.
Yes.
So you
Which,
didn't.
shout out to the NRLW because the Wars are coming back. I don't know anyone who has any, if anyone's missed them, but I definitely have. I've been keen to see them come back, and they're coming back next year, obviously with the addition of the Bulldogs as well. That's awesome. That means there's only a few more teams left to join
South
over
Sydney
time.
just missed out.
South Sydney did just miss out. Yes, they did.
I'll
But
be
you know
in
what?
it.
They'll be in it. I reckon the next expansion after that will be Manly will get one, South will get one, and Penrith.
Yeah.
I reckon, because the Dolphins, I think personally, they need to keep their focus on the men's NRL team
Yeah,
for
I
a
agree.
while before they expand into women's. Continue.
So question four is, who am I? So very hard. I am NRLW Bronco number 3-2.
NRLW. Okay. So, number 32. That won't be in the first season or the second season. Number 32, Jamie Chapman.
No, incorrect.
Okay, so it's
Hard.
NRLW. Okay, continue.
I played for the Broncos in the 2020 NRLW season and then moved to Titans in 2021.
Steph Hancock.
Incorrect.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Moderate,
But she is at the Titans.
I played for the Queensland Reds from 2018 to 2020.
Fucking hell. 2018. She played for the Queensland Reds, but she was at the Broncos.
Yeah, well, she
Okay.
obviously.
Okay, yeah. So she's not part of the grand finals. Okay. Oh, she might have been 2020. I don't know. Geez, this is a good one because it's NRLW. That's testing me knowledge. Number 32. Queensland Reds. Oh, I think I know. Meg Ward. No. Meg Ward. She played in the grand finals. It's not her. I'm just trying to think who's the cross coders in our team who've gone front, back and forth and whatnot. Queensland Reds. Beg my pardon. I have one question. Is she a forward or a back?
Forward.
Okay. I know it's not Linda Dootsie. Mele Hufanga.
No, incorrect.
Oh, fuck.
So if you get this, if you get them both wrong on the next two, then
Yeah.
you should throw away that jersey.
I should.
Easy. My first name is Shannon.
Is there a player named Shannon in our team?
Well, was.
I was okay. Fuck. I'm honestly at a mind blank. So yeah, just rip me to shreds. Who is it?
Very easy. My last name is Mato.
Shannon Mato. Yeah, I've never even heard of that name. That proves how much I've only just recently got into the NRLW women's as in over the last
When
few
I do
years.
these, who am I? I pick randomly throughout
Yeah.
the Brisbane Broncos list. I don't have
No, I
any
love that.
in my head. I just
I
pick it.
love that you did that. I
Yeah.
think that's ripper. So thank you. And that's going to make me want to go and watch all more of the NRLW Broncos games because, as I said, I've been watching it the last few years, but not like when she was there. So that'll make me want to pay more attention. So thank you for that. That's an eye-opener. Anyone who didn't get that right either, do the same. Go ahead. What's the next trivia question? I think there's one left.
Yeah, question five. So
Where's
probably a
Trent when I need him? Gives me good luck.
bit of... How many times did Cameron Smith win the Dally M Forward of the Year? Bonus point
Forward.
for years.
Okay.
For
Okay.
years.
No, and not Dally M Player of the Year, Dally
No,
M
Dally M
Forward of the
Forward
Year.
of the Year. And the award
And
coming
what'd
in
you
at
say?
24.
And bonus point for what?
For the years. If you can get the years, then
I know how many times he won it. It's three times, isn't it?
there you guess. You're looking at it.
I'm gonna guess 3 years. I'll guess the years after if you say it's 3 years. Is it 3 years?
Incorrect.
No.
It's four.
Four. Fucking hell. Okay. Well, okay, so that's four. I would try and go for the bonus point and guess the years. Okay. So I'll go 2012. 2017, 2020, and 2008.
You got none of them right. They're
Oh.
2014, 2015, 2016, and 2019.
See, I was going with the years they won the grand final, thinking he'd surely get it. You know, the forward of the year. Fucking hell.
Yeah, so that's true. That wraps up trivia.
It does. Thank you very much.
But
Anyone who
you
got, yeah, I did fuck all. I mean, I won, but I did fuck
won.
all. Obviously, the next topic is the obstruction rule debate. Now, the NRL and the head of NRL refs, Graham Annesley, has warned that a return to black and white rulings on obstructions would encourage diving by defenders in hope of having a try disallowed. So, what are your thoughts on the absolute shithousery of the obstruction rule, like how the obstruction rule has become over the last few years?
I just think they're not consistent enough, if you can put it that way. They just need to have it
Prime
more.
example was that Roosters Penrith game. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, in my eyes, if we're going back to the Penrith game, I think it was Dylan Edwards took out, who was it? Hargraves?
Yeah, Hargraves, yeah.
Yeah. Hargraves was never going to make it.
No fucking way.
But
In the days before video ref, that's a try.
the letter of the law says that that is obstruction. So they got it right. But
Yeah.
he wouldn't have made it. So I think they need him to sort of make it black and white, like maybe go with the offside rule. So he come within 10 meters.
Yeah. I think it's if it's within 10 meters, then they've got a chance of defending.
If you've got someone like Pereira for Titans,
Yeah.
running onto it, then you have a fair thing to say. Yeah, he would have made it, but Hargraves was never making that. He was
No,
30 meters off.
unless it's within 10 meters, yeah. Well,
And
for a forward, yeah,
another
go
one
ahead.
was the Parramatta versus Manly game.
Yes. Yes.
I thought, again, by the letter of the law, that is an obstruction. But again, he was never making
No.
Tulojevic.
No, he wasn't. He had two after that. Bob over no hope. It's insane.
They need a real overhaul and really need to sort of have a look at it and make it more black and white because I'm
They
confused.
do. Absolutely agreed. Another topic, last night on NRL 360, and the NRL are exploring the potential option for the kickoff to be scrapped to prevent heavy collisions. I've never read anything more ridiculous in my fucking life. prevent heavy collisions. First of all, that's the fucking part of the game that everyone loves. Scoring a try and running it off the back fence, to take that hit up. Now, but you know what? I get where the NRL is coming from, but no. There is no chance you should do that in the NRL, even if you're trialing it in lower grades. No, don't fucking do it. It's detrimental because it'll make players want to do big hits in regular play. They'll find a way to do big hits anyway. Example, I don't know if anyone watched the Tigers Parramatta game on the weekend, but Justin Olam fully lined up a fucking player and almost flattened him out. He just missed him. With a totally legal inside shoulder tackle, that guy would have been probably coughing blood. That's how heavy that contact would have been. But luckily for the player, Olam totally missed him entirely. So if you're going to stop that from the kickoff, it's going to make players want to do that during regular play even more.
Exactly. I think that I didn't watch. I was at the club and I was watching it, and it was on mute, so I haven't really watched it yet. I'm probably going to watch it straight after this recording.
The Tigers
No,
Para game.
the episode of that NRL 360,
Yeah,
because
okay,
Paul Kemp would have lost his
his
marbles.
collective shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the
So,
one thing I would agree with Kenty. I didn't watch it either, but if
well,
Kenty's on our side,
I
one
just
thing I
think
agree with him.
this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard from the NRL to come out and say this. If they do that, I can say for sure I will not be watching the game anymore, because that will ruin the game.
Next topic is what's your honest opinion on what the game looks like in 30 years' time? I've got a short, sharp answer, and honestly, I can't see that far into the future. I don't even know if I'll be alive in 30 years' time. It's that unpredictable. I could have a heart attack for all I fucking know. So I genuinely can't say that. But maybe in 10 years' time, how the game would look, in my opinion, it'll be different, especially if they get rid of that fucking kickoff. But I think in 10 years' time, if they get things right, it'll be even better. And not a sissy state, for lack of a better term, that it could potentially turn into. But in 30 years' time, I really don't know. That's like asking a player or a fan in the 90s how footy is going to look like now.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know, that that's it, for me, it's very hard to say, but in 10 years' time, I can have an idea. What about you, Dil? What's your thoughts?
I think that it's pretty interesting to say. I think what the NRL is going to look like in 30 years' time, I think we're going to have probably teams all over the world. And what I say about that is aircraft will travel faster in the next 30
Yeah,
years. You'll have
okay,
you
that's
fly
true.
from here to LA within 4 hours. So travel
Yeah,
won't be
okay.
an issue. Travel won't be an issue. So I think you're gonna have
Especially
teams.
for even just going across the disc to New Zealand for WAS
Yeah.
games and whatnot. Okay, you know what?
Next
When you're
30 years,
thinking
they're gonna
about
have
it in that.
supersonic aircraft that will travel from Sydney to LA within 4 hours. I guarantee
Yeah, I
you.
was going to say, when you're thinking about that, I didn't think about it in that way. I was thinking of it at the game as a core thing, but in that sort of respect, it'd be great because players, even fans, can get to and from a game overseas like that. You know, you can
I
spend a
still think
weekend
you're going
away.
to have maybe if we're going to have maybe four teams in the US, I think we're still going to have sort of like the Super League, like a conference. The four teams over there will play themselves. Teams will travel to LA or America. And yeah, but that's just my prediction for the next 30 years.
No, that's a very fucking interesting idea. And you know what? It'd be great to see if that pans out that way. Storm Broncos full preview, though. So we'll go through the team lists. We'll then go through our tips and whatnot. So obviously, the team list is literally unchanged from last week, except for Xavier Willison for the Broncos. But I'll go, obviously, the back line. We've got Tristan Saylor, Jesse Arthurs, Katoni Staggs, Selwyn Cobbo, Dean Mariner. In the halves, Ezra Mamman, Adam Reynolds. Forward line, Corey Jensen, Billy Walters, Fletcher Baker, Jaden Hunt, Jordan Rickey, and Patrick Carrigan. Interchange bench, Tyson Smoothie, Ben Takura, Kobe Hetherington, and Corey Oates. Pardon me, for the Storm, you got Pappenhausen, Warbrick, Smith, Meaney, Coates, Munster, and Hughes. And in the forwards, you've got Tui Kamikamitha, Harry Grant, Josh King, Sean Bloor, Elisa Katoa, and Trent Loyero. And then interchange, you've got Tyrone Wishart, Christian Welsh, Te Pai Moloa, and Alec McDonald. What are your thoughts, Dylan?
Yeah, I think it's a hard one. I always tip with my head, not my heart. Looking back at last year, we almost beat him. We lost Reynolds in the first 20 minutes. So I think if we can stay sort of 1-17 throughout the game, I think Broncos might just get the edge. So I think 18-10 Broncos.
18-10, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I still think Storm by six, unfortunately. Maybe Bronco. It'll either be Broncos or Storm by six because I think they're quite evenly matched at the moment. Just a matter of it'll be, goes without saying, one up the middle, but also the backs will have a fight on their hands. 6 points in it either way. I don't know who wins, but I'm going to say the scoreline will be 24-18. This is a bold one. Predictions based off the first four rounds. Origin, premiers, Dally M, etc. This is optional, so anyone who wants to answer it can. So Origin obviously would be great to see Queensland win. Unfortunately, I don't see us winning it given all of the injuries we've sustained to our Queensland lineup. I at least don't see us winning game one. I don't know about Origin series, but game one, I don't see Queensland winning it. Premiers. Obviously, would like to say the Broncos, so I'm going to say the Broncos. Dally M. RTS. Rightio, what are your predictions, Bill?
Origin, I think we win the first. If we win either of the first two games, I think we will not lose the decider at Suncorp. So I'm going to go Queensland 2-1. Still think we've got a pretty good back line, even though the injuries that we've had.
True.
Premiers, look, again, I'm going to tip my head. I can't go past Penrith. They're just, when I think Cleary's out, they just come along and. As Trent said a few weeks ago, they've got more depth than the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, like anyone also, so I was saying this to you the other day. Anyone that says Luai is nothing without Cleary, Luai has won 14 out of 15 games when he's played and Cleary hasn't started or played at all. So,
He's still a
yeah.
grub,
Oh, grab absolutely.
though.
But to the naysayers, yeah, go ahead.
Dally M. Oh, geez. I haven't even. Nico Hines is leading.
Yeah, shouldn't be, but is.
I'm just going to stick with my original. I'm just going to go Payne Huss. I think Payne Huss will.
Rightio, who is your favorite current NRL player? I was telling you who my one is earlier, so I'll divulge who that is. It's the man, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Now it's not a Broncos player. I know it's a Bronx podcast, but can't go past him. He's slotted perfectly back in to the lineup for the Waz since going a year and a bit over in rugby union. You just some players they struggle with getting back to the way they're because they obviously have to change their body, and whatnot when they go to rugby or when they go to another sport. He's managed to make the transition back in the league almost seamless. He filled in at fullback last week, his usual position, usually, but he's signed as a center and he got the job done. And you know what? I don't think he has had an individual bad game yet this season. So that's why I'm saying RTS is my favorite current NRL player so far of 2024. Reese, what about you? And Dylan, mate, what about your one? Who's your favorite current NRL player?
No, I mean, can't go past Paddy Carrigan. Love his high work rate. Just, unbelievable player.
Ever since he came back from that horror run of injuries, he included a offload into his game. He's really worked hard and he's earned everything he's got. He's earned that, you know, making it to the grand final, the Origin side, the Australian call up, all that. He's earned that so much.
I remember thinking, I think it was his first year in 2019. So we got beat 58-0 that year in the finals by Eels. And I remember thinking when I was watching him, thinking this guy's going to be the next Brisbane Broncos captain. Not yet, but he will be.
You know what? I reckon he will. Rightio, so my round five tips. Broncos, Storm, I've tipped the Storm. Bulldogs, Roosters, I've gone the Bulldogs. Knights, Dragons, I've gone the Dragons. Waz, Rabbitohs, I've gone the Waz. Panthers, Eagles, I've gone the Riff. Tigers, Dolphins, I've gone the Tigers. This is literally Big Brother against Little Brother in that game in particular because Benji Marshall, head coach of the Tigers, Big Brother, going up against player Little Brother Jeremy Marshall-King as the hooker for the Dolphins. So that'll be interesting. And speaking of Big Brother, Little Brother, the following game after that, Cowboys Titans, I've tipped the Cowboys. And then Raiders Eels, rounding out the weekend, I've gone the Raiders. Who have you tipped, Dylan?
So your first game, we've gone Broncos by 8.
Yep.
The margin game. Roosters over to beat the Doggies. I've got Newcastle to beat the Dragons. I'm stuck on this one. South and New Zealand. I'm going to go New Zealand to beat Souths. Penrith to beat Manly. Dolphins to beat Tigers. Cowboys to beat Titans. And we've got Canberra beating Para.
Yeah, nice. That'd be a good game. I really hope the Raiders get the win on that one. Just because fuck the Eels.